before you.
It's MQ Friday. We've started. It's John Gibbons hosting. I'm joined by Craig Hannon, last minute edition, but very welcome. Rob Gutman, Anna Walsh, and Chris Barber. And we're here to answer your questions. Well, I say hopefully answer your questions because I only realised they're 4 minutes before that I was doing it. It's been one of those days, Craig.
It's been very hungover and then drunk and then hungover again. That's how I would describe it.
See, I haven't had the second hangover because I've drank for longer than you the second time we've drunk.
Yeah, yeah. So drunk is next again, I think. It's next in there.
Yeah, I've got a lovely hangover to worry about tomorrow. The reason we are hungover and then drunk again, Craig, is that we won 2 marketing awards last night.
I know, that was exciting, wasn't it?
It was good, wasn't it?
It was really good, yeah. Yeah, we won the first one and then we, for the second one, we sort of disregarded it, didn't we? Because we thought, well, you know, they'll share them out, they'll let other people have a go and all of that sort of thing. And then it went off and we won that second one. So, yeah.
And that's the real quiz, isn't it?
What was the differentiation in the title of them?
The brand, so we won best brand building and then we won best small budget.
Yeah.
So it's like
company with most Craig categories. Hannons in.
Basically, that was it, and we won that one.
Brilliant! Yeah, you nailed it.
The Craig Hannon Award for Craig Hannons.
No, it's like a big thing. There was like loads of agencies there. We were speaking to people afterwards who've like gone for years and never won, and like you know.
So you were those guys. You were those fucking guys.
We were as gracious as you can imagine, Rob.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, as always in these...
I can't wait if he's working into a chant somehow.
No, but yeah.
Putting like sort of 2 fingers away fans.
I've had some bad behaviour moments in award shows. Damn, if I'm like,
have you
like,
met Neil?
In just, no.
I mean, really? Just YouTube, Neil, YouTube, awards. Neil Atkinson's speech at YouTube.
Speeches are fine. I can, you know,
I don't know that they're fine in the context of everything else.
Yeah,
you said the Anfield Rapper bad at losing awards. Is really bad. Is this how you got in trouble?
Well, we were at this massive like tourism awards. This is going to be it's 2005 and Alma de Cube has just opened. I'm a younger man. But so I thought, fucking hell, if I don't win an award for this cunt, God knows what I'll ever win an award for. So they blag, you know, like awards, they blag you to sell you tables where you actually have to fork out for your own tickets to win your own prizes or whatever. So I've got a table for 12 of us.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot of the stuff, here we are, guys. This is our moment. And we're at the awards and it comes to the big thing, Liverpool Venue of the Year or whatever we wanted to win that year. And the award goes to Rigby's. I went, you what? Rigby's on Dale Street, lovely place. But it's not fucking Alma de Cuba in its pomp, right? In its pomp. Do you know what? And I'd had a wine, right? Because it had been a long...
No.
You know, we'd been through the meal. The Suprema chicken, the custard dessert.
Took fucking ages to food last night, didn't it?
4 bottles of wine.
By the time the awards were coming round.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I said to my team, we're going. Get up, come on. Obviously in the most belligerent, nasty, bossy kind of way, just because I was hammered. I went, come on, all of you, up, we're going. And they all started blinking at me, I mean it. And we fucking just walked out.
Amazing.
To a rage, I think to booze, probably.
Amazing.
I think by the next morning, when I thought about my actions, I thought, that probably wasn't the best thing.
You should have walked on stage and then a full Kanye. And just we are going up. I'm thanking my mum for this.
Do you know I want to be paid for this, Gaff?
Or a full Atkinson. Yeah. Is this known in the sports media awards? No, he's not done that, but you know.
I'd have fallen over a lot of tables. There was a lot of tables between me and the stage. I've sent them flying.
Oh, it's quite fun. Like last night with like you're speaking to these agencies and they have absolutely no idea who we are. And so you say, oh, like we work for a podcast, and I'm like, oh yeah,
a little podcast, is it?
And then whenever we're like winning all the awards and coming back with them, they've got none. It's like it was good. It was loads of fun.
We once had a student award ceremony. Sorry, it is relevant. It sounds like, and it was and
no,
the
I went to a no question.
We had, we had a new principal, and she'd come in and was sort of like, first of all, what I'd like you to students stand up, turn around, and clap the staff. So we're in this corner, and then she starts playing Hero by Mariah.
Unironically.
And she said, I've just found this song the other day and it seems so appropriate.
Has anyone heard of Mariah Carey?
And everyone everyone's just sort of like, oh, like, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah. That was good. It was good. Well done to Craig. I had a mark.
Yeah, well done.
How many of you went?
Five
of you. Yeah. Talk me through who? What was the
marketing team and me, basically, because I fucking love it, do.
Nah, but you worked on the campaign with me, like same with the Trent one, like we went to the awards for it.
Yeah.
So like we worked together on both these. So yeah, it was nice to get the team out. So
did you get fed?
Yeah. Eventually.
Talk me through it. Can't remember.
Fuck, I can't remember what it was.
It was like, what's the thing that's not pate, but is a bit like pate?
Butter.
No. Parfait.
Yeah. That is just pate.
Yeah, it's thicker, isn't it? No, it's more pate. Like, it's more solid than pate. Parfait, I would say.
I don't remember that at all.
Not that was the start of eating some bread. Yeah, you fucking loved it, Dan, lad. You loved it. Big more of that parfait, you said.
You know, the problem with the parfait stroke pate is you don't get enough bread with it. Or crispy toast.
No, it was crispy toast. And we did not.
You do very thin crispy toast, don't they?
Crispy toast went everywhere.
Atkins diet crispy toast.
Crispy toast is too crispy. It goes everywhere.
Yeah.
Big slab.
What are you drinking as well? Is it wine on the table?
Wine on the table. There's quite a lot as well.
Kiss of death.
Quite a lot.
Like weddings.
Oh, yeah, the people that were at the table with us. I know this isn't what you listen to, FU.
I'm aiming for no questions.
Brown than this.
The other people at the table were like, have you tasted that wine? Like, you know, not sure about that. You know, it's a bit cheap for this, do you, isn't it? And we're like tasting it going, oh, yeah, no, I know what you mean. In the end, it was just me and you drinking all.
Well, they just went to the cash bar, didn't they? And yeah. We just...
Okay, so main course.
It was beef. It was like shredded beef.
Pulled beef, very cheap option. The reason I ask is I marvel at how big, massive functions cut corners to mass produce.
There's always it was like shredded beef with like a potato. How would you describe the potato?
Mashed.
It was a consistency of cold canning.
That's what it was.
It'll be a fondant.
Because
I've done loads of these dudes at Anfield, ironically, and it's always the same. No, not really.
So yeah, a potato fondant with that, and then juice.
Were there any canapes to start?
Just.
No canapes.
And honestly, the food was late, I would say.
The Craig was so drunk.
And then and then the pudding was... I feel like I'm telling everyone, including Craig.
I know. Learning things
Craig's
here.
Craig's so intense.
This sounds great.
Did we win?
I bet it's a sponge with a kind of custardy top.
Close. It was a fruit crumble with ice cream. A fruit crumble,
That's what you do on Come Dine With Me when you're not very good at cooking.
Lazy.
Yeah. I would say it was packaged the crumbles. To be honest,
it was a really nice hotel as well. But
it's a lovely hotel.
Was it Leeds?
Yeah.
Where
was the Queen's?
My auntie used to work in the Queen's Hotel.
Yeah, it's nice.
In the
60s. It was lovely in there. Yeah, right by the station, which was nice because we were staying by the station as well.
Yeah, we drank their cheap wine, we won their awards, and we've come home over.
It was the Doubletree Hilton, which is behind the station. It's a nice hotel. We stayed there before. And they went to some bars. Like they were so far that I sort of had a strop halfway there. I said I was going.
Leeds is a weird sort of stretch out.
Marion
Street's better than Coal Lane. Coal Lane's like what Marion Street was.
It was just
too far from where we were.
It's the opposite corner essentially, isn't it?
So halfway there, I was at a strop, and Craig had to talk.
There's a couple of not bad places in the Bank Pits you could have gone to that went. But you didn't ask me, did you? So
I asked Twitter and then just ignored all the advice. So apologies.
Yeah,
to
just went where I said.
Right now, so why change the habit for that?
I did feel a little bit bad, but I mean, you probably came up with nervous. It was so, and also, so I left first because I'm the oldest, and I was like, I'm going to go home now.
It's never stopped you before.
No, I'm
it's getting better. You're getting better.
I was just aged. Do you know what I mean? I was going to call myself more sensible there, but it's not there. I'm just fucking knackered. It's just like being a dad and all that. So I left about.
Three in the morning.
Well, no, it was about half one, and then walked with the direction I thought, and then you know you just sense you're going out of the city centre, like on a ring road.
Down North Street. I know exactly where you went. You went down North Street to the ring road. Yeah.
So then it was down North Street to the ring road, and I was like, I'm good, gone wrong here. Yeah. So there was like one of those ambulance cars, and so I thought, well, this guy will be like helpful. Do you know what I mean?
That's his job.
You basically.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't feel
my job's marketing. His job's helping.
I did that. So I went up to him and was like, where's the station? He said it's a mile and a half that way. I was like, fucking hell, I've gone the wrong way here. Like, so I had to walk a mile and a half back. But it was, to be fair.
Getting a new, fair enough, not getting a new
phone. Now I had no battery. So that was my problem. So if I'd have had battery, I'd have got my maps up and walked.
So you almost certainly walked past a cab office on the way there as well.
Cab office?
Is that still a thing?
There was one. I'm not entirely sure if there is. On Merrion Street or just the top of Merrion Street.
Very drunk, kind of. Very drunk. Yeah.
There was a moment I had where I was like, shit, we've lost these two awards again, because John and I lost our award a couple of years ago, the first marketing award we won, and we lost it, and then
so that was another hashtag, it's kind of a sensible thing you did. I said, I'll go, but I'll take the award to me, so make sure
I did have a leaving things, again, another anecdote about leaving things somewhere. It's a good one. So when my grandma died, it sounds sad, but it's not.
She had any good anecdotes though before my nan died?
She had this big
left the ashes in the taxi
on a mantelpiece of the Virgin Mary, and it was like, she was just always there. So
11 minutes,
like,
by the way, everyone, 11 minutes, zero questions.
And my mum says,
great work.
Like, does anyone want them? And we're all like, no. So my cousin's come over from Ireland, and she's like, oh, I love that statue. My mum's like, do you want it? Brilliant. So they go to this hotel after the funeral, go to the bar. They ring up the next day. We've gone back home. We forgot the statue. So
did John give us go and get it for
so
you?
So my auntie had to go into the bar and go, I don't suppose you found a pot Virgin Mary. And they had, obviously, because no one was going to take it home with them.
Sounds like divine intervention.
It was indeed, Rob. St. Christopher helped us out there. Although I think he's been debunked anyway.
Really?
He might have.
You can't debunk saints, can you?
You can't.
Aren't they all not true?
Oh, stop.
Am I being naive?
I think you're naive and right.
To become a saint, you have to have... Is it
died
two
in
miracles?
A way?
No, there's
yeah, a few miracles and that. Yeah, left that. Yeah, you've been busy, haven't you?
There's a saint in York, Margaret, somebody, and she got crushed between two doors.
Miracle. Love that for her.
Yeah. I think it was. I just thought you had to die a grisly death to be a saint.
Where is it? Where was I with Michaela? We came across a Saint Anthony of Capitino. Capitino is a place, and that, because it sounds like a cup of tea, which makes it funny. Anthony of Capitino.
Yeah.
I think it's a place in Italy, Capitino.
Text in if you know.
I hope it's not. I hope you made that up.
No, I didn't. There is a.
Sounds believable. You're going to Italy. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah, I am, yeah.
Genuinely lost
it. I was looking at you and you were looking at me, and I'm thinking, is he talking to me here? Yes, no, we're going to Milan.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to Milan, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm excited. Next week's a big week, isn't it? Merseyside Derby. Our Christmas do.
Yeah. So next week's IFQ is an office one. We're going to do it at 5 o'clock on Thursday and then do our Christmas night out.
Yeah, yeah. And then.
You coming for food, Rob?
Yeah, I'm going for that.
Amazing.
Can I come to the IFQ beforehand?
Yeah,
100%. Yeah, so
5 o'clock here. So, pre drinks.
Where are we going? Are we going to Hanover Street Social, aren't we?
Yeah. I really like Hanover Street Social.
Yes. Nearly as good as Papillon.
My girlfriend's there tonight, I know, Dave.
We went to Papillon last year. We've got to spread the love throughout the city. It's been a tough time for hospitality. Well,
drinking for jobs. Yes. I listened to that AFQ. It was very funny.
I'm sure that we'll go to a Rob Gutman establishment at some point.
Drinking for jobs. Yeah, exactly. Keep doing it.
Metrocola.
Drinking for Robs.
Metrocola, if you're lucky.
Metrocola.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the venue for my 40th.
Metro Cola.
Can't to say it, because I've been saying Metro Cola.
I've dropped
an absolute bollock. It's Craig did that thing when he was like, I know this.
Craig's being
it's a porting joke. It's Metro Cola.
I've basically decided that I'm going to tell, and I have been telling anyone that will listen, that it's called Metrocola. So there was loads of Irish lads over last week, and I was going, we're going up to Metrocola just around the corner.
The Metrocola.
If I didn't know Rob, I wouldn't have checked, and I'd have just adopted that straight away.
And this is what I'm trying to get. It's at the
language
stage where
sponge.
People think it's Metrocola.
Yeah. It's that, yeah.
it's the venue of my 40th, to Craig, secured.
Nice. Come to John McGinn's 40th at Metro Cola. That venue again? We say Metro Cola.
What's it near, Rob, so we can know where
it's near
it is?
The bombed out church, bottom of Lisi Street, top of Hanover.
Yeah, there was a lot of competition. Obviously, a lot of venues getting in touch with me wanting to host my big guy.
We had to pitch.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a lovely time at my 40th, but it does look like a great venue, Robs.
It wasn't there when
you were talk about it for the next half hour and quite send in your questions.
Okay, questions. Here we are. There's one from Robbie Fowler, who's also in. Hi, Robbie. So he sent a question, and he's here. Robbie's been here. He's been here all week. He says, when was the last time you were rubbish at admin that cost you dear? Is there a reason you've asked this?
Yeah, you asked the question 3 minutes before you started.
Oh, okay, so it's a dig at me. All right. So that's a dig at me. When was the last time you rubbish? I mean, I've been rubbish at loads of my job today, to be honest with you, Robbie. But there we are. Anyone rubbish at? Go on.
I went to a hospital appointment in Warrington. I had to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning to go to Warrington. And I got there and I said, I've got a hospital appointment at 9 o'clock. And she said, no, you haven't, it's next week.
Oh.
So that was, it cost me a morning, essentially.
Oh, the way to want an early guess.
And
up
not just,
well.
I went to Lee Green, walked to Warrington Hospital.
We weren't in Lee Green before. Oh, Craig didn't believe it was a real place.
No, that and Newton the Willows. I've never heard anyone say. Oh, yeah.
We were in Newton the Willows. We stopped and Craig looked at me like really hungover and went, what is Newton Lee Willows?
And I was like, Newton Lee Willows.
And who is Lee Green?
And I was like, how do you begin to answer that question? What is a Newton Lee Willows? I was like, okay.
But I make a lot. I'll make a lot of admin errors because I'm trying to juggle lots and lots of things all the time. So I'm forgetful.
Chris, any admin errors in your life recently? Do you want to share?
Yeah, is it got to cost me though? Because I've got this. I'm saying this now. It's never happened again. I tend to
ask
like,
Robbie. He'll tell you. Robbie, does it have to cost me?
It's
very rare. We have the question.
Because we often see clarification, and now we have.
Is it all right? Is it all right if I got away with it?
Yeah. No, don't allow that, Robbie. Come on.
I mean, because I've insured the wrong car for a year by not putting in the right number plate. Didn't notice. No one noticed. Didn't crash. All fine. I've got on a plane and then realised I spelled my name wrong on my ticket. Again, didn't matter. Nothing. All fine. But times that it's cost me.
It's kind of the opposite answer, really.
That's what I'm saying. I've got
it's
away.
It's a good answer.
But I'm no better off. I still paid the insurance and paid for the train ticket. I just was insuring someone else and flying someone else.
But you triumph despite your own admin errors.
Chris Barr. How do I spell it? Chris Barr with an E. Chris Barrmore. He triumphed.
It still counts as being rubbish at admin.
There we go. Didn't cost me there.
I've got a good story about booking flights under the wrong name, which I'm going to share with everyone.
Go for it.
It's like a bedtime story now. You sort of thought,
yeah. Fans of Kevin Walsh are going to enjoy this. So Kev was out with his mate in town and decided, and it was his business part of the town, and they decided...
Business? What business?
Well, you sorry. Know, it's no more. But they basically they decided they were going to go to Benidorm. decided they could blag it as a business trip. So booked these flights to Alicante with Ryanair or EasyJet, one of the others. Booked these flights to Alicante. They were on the air. They were like, yeah, this is a great idea. We'll just tell our wives it's a business trip. And blah, 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 blah.
So they weren't blagging the HMRC. They were blagging their wives.
Basically, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Declared it fully.
Yeah. And then the next day, Kev was like, what was I thinking? I can't go to Benidorm for 3 days and claim it's a business trip. So basically rang either Ryanair or EasyJet and went, look, I booked these flights. I was pissed. I can't go. And apparently the person on the phone was dead sound and was like, yeah, this happens quite a lot. I'll sort this. But then the best thing was the girl went, do you know you've booked it under Jevon Walsh? I told you it was a good story.
proof he needs me, eh?
Jevon Walsh.
That was like in case his wife checked on the flat.
No, I'm not gonna be.
He looks like him, but he's called Jevon. My husband's called Kevin, he must still be missing.
Why our names are so close to your mate's name, so funny.
It's a bit like a sort of Stars in Their Eyes version of him, isn't it?
Yeah, pro Evo version.
I'd just love to have seen their serious faces as they convince themselves and each other. This'll definitely fly. They'll definitely let this be.
We'll do loads of work. We'll do loads of planning. Plan the whole year.
Yeah, I'll come back and I'll show the report we've done.
Any rubbish?
I just want to know what business it actually was.
I can tell you after.
Do you know what? My first arrogant thought was, I'm genuinely good at admin. I pride myself on my admin. And then as this has unraveled, I've gone, geez, I made a lot of schoolboy errors down the years in admin. like, you know, like just stupid little things like the phone and pay app and putting in wrong details.
the Mersey Bridge. I need to pay the Mersey Bridge from last week.
Mersey Flow.
No, I know. I forgot to do it there.
Yeah, there's another one I've done recently.
You
that's why
you do it now, Craig.
A lot of car related admin. Yeah, a lot of vehicle related
talk until he's paid it.
Yeah,
I might even turn your mic off.
What is it, Mersey Bridge?
Mersey Flow. It's called Mersey Flow, which is annoying because it sounds like, I don't know. Anyway, should we have another question?
We shall.
sorry, Robbie.
I love this moment.
You're actually, Robbie, just keep him fine. Can we actually just go direct?
Realization.
What do you want to know?
okay, there's a couple of awards ones, but I'll wait till Craig's paid the Mersey Flow. So Mikey wants to know, you're binning one classic Christmas tradition. What are you choosing?
Oof.
Something that happens at Christmas.
Happens in Christmas.
Does your head in. Get rid.
Okay.
Question.
You got one, Chris?
Have I got? Because, like, for example, I think prawn cocktail for starter is just thick. I don't get it. I'm sorry, people. That's a tradition that I think just get rid.
My mum will do a prawn cocktail.
Really? Is that a thing? It's never.
I think the whole point of Christmas dinner is you've gone heavy on the main. You don't need a warm up or a bit. You start.
Starters
should be a slow burn across the day, and then when it's prawn cocktails, it's just pointless. I think. But that's one. I don't like carols. Not the woman. The songs.
Fuck Carol Smiley.
Yeah, Carol Smiley's listening going, Fuck you too.
Sorry, yeah, I really went in on Carol there.
No one's called Carol anymore, are they? When was a Carol last? When was a girl
in? Gary's,
isn't it?
Gary's gone.
What year was the last Carol born? It's got to be, I'm going to go 1980.
Carol, and she's like 1950s, maybe?
I think
there's not a Carol under 40, is there?
I think up to 1988, you could still see a Carol being
christened.
Caroline,
but then, maybe. But I don't think there's a 32-year-old Carol.
I'm definitely saying there's not a millennial Carol.
No.
It'll become a fashionable baby name at some point, won't it?
It'll be Carol with an E in an accent.
Carolina. Yeah.
But yeah, they're my
bitch. Isn't that a song?
Carolina. Yeah, they
I'll do that again.
Yeah. And as someone who works in primary education, fucking nativities can absolutely get in the bin.
Jesus.
And set the bin on fire.
I've been to a lot. They're terrible, aren't they?
Awful.
Fuck me.
They're all shite at acting, aren't they?
Yeah, they're so fucking wooden.
No one wants to say it.
They don't know the lines.
You've got really high standards for 7-year-olds today.
Crying, they're not any of the rubbish.
They don't know the prompts.
It's awful.
They're terrible people. Terrible actors.
Honestly.
I went to one at a Christmas mass and it had a human baby Jesus. It wouldn't stop crying.
No, they need to all grow up, I think.
I mean, they're trying, Chris.
It's pathetic.
So Barbara's slaughtered the whole of Christmas, though, and he's not left a lot.
No, he hasn't left a lot. I'm gonna go with Christmas parties and the people that only go out drinking at Christmas. They are my
drinkers.
Yeah, Christmas drinkers, because they can't drink very well.
No.
They make a lot of noise.
Yeah.
And they take up a lot of space that you could do with having for people who...
That's a great show, that is.
Yeah.
That's like the January gym people, I imagine.
Yeah.
I remember our Christmas night out a few years ago, someone had to go and meet a pub for sneezing.
What?
They
were ahead of the time.
I just went, you fuck off. You bet you come fucking once a year out, don't you? I'm proper like touring. So, like, the barman had to ask me to fucking leave.
Was he the priest in the midnight mass?
This is my pub, and it was my father's before me, honestly, and it was his father's before him.
Honestly, I just went.
And I'll sneeze.
I just went, I'm not fucking having this from you. So I just went, I never met him, obviously, but just went, like,
this is not your living room.
Yeah.
But basically, like, you're better fucking being at home. No one will sneeze in yours. Just fucking go on away from people. Fucking Christmas
tree. That's the spirit, isn't it?
Honestly, really, man. Honestly, the barman had to come round the bar and go, just fucking leave it, lad. Like, I know he's a prick, but leave it. Do you know what I mean?
That's beautiful, that.
It was good.
I like a good overreaction. Do you know what I mean? That someone's not budgeted for.
Honestly, yeah, he just thought, like, I'd go, sorry, mate. But
yeah,
fuck that.
We had an epic. Michaela doesn't, and when the kids were little, never took well people around being intolerant of the kids kicking off. You know, when you're little, it's never nice if you don't have kids when someone's kid is screaming the place down. You think, for fuck's sake, stop your kid screaming. But there's another side to that. Some parents don't stop their kids screaming, and they deserve disdain for that. But sometimes you're trying your best with your kids, and they're still fucking kicking off. And we were in this restaurant. We were on holiday. We were in Cannes. And we were in this restaurant, and the kids weren't kicking off. They were little. They were just being mildly exuberant. And this couple at the next table, this middle-aged couple, were doing the tut and the eye roll. And they did it three times and Michaela just lost it with
yeah.
him. And instead of going...
Lorna's close to doing that.
She just
any,
went...
Any day.
She went up to this woman and went, you wizard owl bitch. And he goes, just because you'll never have a fucking kid.
Oh, call the Baron.
Honestly, she went... Full Irish Catholic vengeance on them, like, oh, you fucking bastards. And they then scuttled off out the restaurant and she followed them down the street shouting abuse. They probably weren't even upset by the kids. I don't even know what it was.
Yeah.
It was very, very funny. Yeah, they won't do that again.
And you see, I wasn't that bad.
No.
But that's incredible. Yeah. Incredible. What were we talking about?
She'd be mortified if I told that. Thankfully, no one will tell her.
Apart
from Daddy. He does.
Any Christmas traditions you want to get rid of?
Any Christmas desserts? Like Christmas
pudding.
Shout. They're all shite.
Cake?
Awful. They all taste like shite.
Trifles.
Agreed.
Shit too.
I make a Christmas
you're absolutely
trifle
right.
that's quite good, like a chocolate
I like custard.
What do you do Christmas Day?
My ma usually like asks me a couple of weeks before, like, what would you fancy for dessert? And then I come up with something.
So you just eat your mum and dad's all day?
Yeah. So like a cheesecake or like a...
Does Rebecca go?
Chocolate cake. Yeah. I'm actually going to her parents this Christmas.
All day?
Yep, all day.
So do you reckon you'll have some Christmas pudding there just to be like, no?
No,
under no circumstances.
No, I'm not a monster. I wouldn't go near it. And also, is that the one that you light?
Yeah.
Oh, a pile of shite. It's like whenever they light Zambuca, just put it in my throat. Stop lighting.
That's what we did last night.
And what about the Zambuca? Sorry.
There's a reason why Zambuca last night.
He's absolutely right about Christmas desserts. There's something Victorian shite before we had desserts, you know.
Yeah.
Before we learned how good they could
be. It's like before we had sugar, you know, and chocolate.
Dried fruit in. What you put that in for? It just tastes like sugar with nothing else.
It tastes like they were designed in like the Christmas of like 1939 to lift spirits a bit.
Yeah.
It's rationing austerity food. You know, we're in a bowl of gruel.
It's better when you use a tea bag twice.
Fucking shite. They're awful, aren't they?
But as well, it's sort of like you don't necessarily grow grapes, so why is it that like every sort of British dessert has got like dried versions of it in it? And there's so many different. Why are there so many different versions of dried grape? Like there's what, three or four different types, and they're just grapes.
Even mince pies. It's fucking. It's fruity cakes. Yeah. You know, we've moved on. We have fear of fucking galaxy.
We can just do better. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We have Easter eggs. You know.
Yeah. Just chocolate.
On the Easter cheesecake. Eggs, yeah. I'd like an Easter egg as my Christmas dessert. Yeah. I'm going to say that.
Do you know what? You can order them online. We've talked about this before in AFQ.
I think you two are the most Easter egg.
I order them.
Go early on Easter eggs in my house. Yeah.
Early enough. So we have another question. Has everyone done the Christmas one? Has everyone fucked it off? Okay. Lee Bailey says, what are you doing for your Christmas party? We told you. Next Thursday, Hanover Street Social, and then some of Rob's establishments is where we're going.
Metricola Bottom, Lisi Street, Liverpool. It's by Bond Out Church.
There'll be an officer. Oh, Metrolica.
For fuck's sake.
Yes, that one.
As long as you come, I don't care what you call it.
Yeah. Give me your money. Don't give a shit. Robbie's still asking questions, by the way. I'm into it. Redman says, can I borrow your suit, John? It was a nice suit, wasn't it? Greg.
What colour was it?
Great.
Oh,
but also as well, they were all...
Tie gig as well?
Yeah.
What was there?
Oh, I've got to buy a suit for Steve Graves' wedding.
Well, surely you've got a suit.
I don't have a suit, you know.
Not right now.
No, I haven't had a suit for a while. That last funeral I went to, I had to... I think I last had a suit that I hadn't spilt something on. You know, if I've spilt something on a suit badly... I'm just thinking that's the end of me in this suit. We're never gonna work.
Is it worth hiring a suit? Is my sort of the amount of times that you wear it.
I'm gonna get a suit for Steve's wedding. Yeah. A suit, but it's gonna have to last me this one.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have to find. It's gonna do. So Amelia specified grey, right? And I'm thinking, how dark can this grey go so it can do a funeral?
Oh, nice.
You know? Yeah. Put a black shirt in it.
Last funeral I went to. I just put a black coat on.
Are you doing a speech?
Well, I haven't decided this.
That's not one of the questions.
You're a joint best man.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, I'm not being his warm-up man. Following him. So,
it's a tricky one.
Just
say to Neil, I'm doing the speech.
Just do a wedding AFQ.
Try that one. Good luck with that one.
You could put you both in separate rooms at the same time and just...
Oh, competing.
Yeah.
Neil will be doing an hour and a half.
Stage.
Neil will do an hour and a half of stand-up with an intermission. Right, so
go get yourself a drink. I'll be back on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's Rob. He'll do 10 minutes. So I think I think I'll write a paragraph and ask him to read it out. So that'll be the best of it. Yeah, you know.
So what is your role? Would you say within this best man?
Genuinely the best man. That's what I'd like to do.
The better man.
The better. Yeah. No, I just want. Actually, do you know what? I'd like to just stand next to him and hold his hand while he does the speech. Like we're getting married, and like start getting emotional. Maybe that's what I'll do.
And don't mention it. Just yeah, do
just
it. Do,
just hold hands like we're a gay couple, stand and that's up. Fine. And Neil, in fact, that would be very funny. As long as he keeps it short.
As the man who's going to this wedding, I really.
As long as he keeps it short,
which he won't.
So yeah, that could work.
Amazing. Yeah. Honestly, we're in. The moves in.
I'll just put my head on his shoulder.
Just
so like,
close your eyes and put your hand on your heart and just
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Or put my head on his shoulder.
Yeah. Or look into his eyes while he's doing
yeah, yeah, it. Yeah. One of the two.
Okay, what was the question?
You know, God knows.
Should we just do a new one? If yeah. I find it, I'll ask you the rest of you. So I've sort of skipped on to another setting. Alex Yeoman wants to know, how much booze are you stockpiling for Christmas? What's your Christmas booze game, Craig?
Do you know what? I usually don't drink that much on Christmas Day because...
Do you get a lot of... No, I've got my Baileys already,
the week
for
leading
example.
Up to it.
Yeah.
And I've got my Jack Daniels, but there's Baileys. There's definitely Baileys, and I usually have like a little glass of Prosecco with orange juice. What's that called? Mimosas.
Box fizz.
The one that you have. I usually have a bit of that, but I don't drink that much on Christmas Day because of the week leading up to it's very drink, and then Boxing Day is very drink. That's like my day of eating.
I think Alec is talking about the Christmas period here rather than just sort of Christmas Day. Okay.
So it's more like December brackets general.
Do you do a big shop? Do you look out for offers?
Not really, because I go home. So I go home for 2 weeks, don't I?
So basically, someone else is worrying about it.
Yeah, basically. I'll get like a bottle of Baileys and, you know, a couple of bottles of Baileys and stuff like that for the Christmas period. But apart from that, I don't do much.
Barbara, what's your Christmas stockpile game?
Again, on the day, I'm not a big family drinker. Like, well, booze, but we're not in them. Like, there's only four of us, so we're not going to be like swinging from the lights. Do you know what I mean? But I like to take a keg home for me and my brother, and he does the same from like a little Manchester brewery. I got a little Love Lane New England IPA last year, which was absolutely
not 11-gallon keg, like 289 pints.
No, not industrial.
No,
domestic.
Domestic.
Little 10-painter.
Yeah, exactly. So that's fun. Just sort of like again, like a consistent sort of daily top up all the way across with some really heavy peaks. But I think, again, I had my White Russian moment when I was in Brighton in the summer, and they are going to make a massive comeback in these dark evenings. I had a little practice run last weekend, and they were still great. So I'm going to really double down on them, I think, in the December nights.
It's an excellent drink.
It's insane. You could have it on cereal. I don't understand.
Why are we?
Yeah, I don't know where you're going to. I don't know when I'm going to stop drinking it. I love it. So yeah, that's me.
Could you do a Bailey's White Russian?
Yeah, I have. It's fine.
Just think it through. No, White Russian, like cream, milk, and fucking vodka.
Kahlua. Yeah. You just wouldn't do the. You could just probably do that instead of the. It's just vodka and Bailey's, isn't it? Let's be honest.
You do vodka and Bailey's.
You could do. I reckon. Maybe Kahlua in there. Bit of milk for fun.
Because Bailey's, I like a Bailey's, but it's a little bit unsatisfying and too creamy. So you dilute it with water, treat the vodka like the water.
Do you know what Bailey really brings to life? You can have this in what's it called?
Metro Cola. You can have this in Metro Cola. Church, Liverpool.
Espresso martini, but with Bailey's instead. That's delish. That's fun.
That is new age.
That's fun. You can have that in Metro Cola.
I like that.
Oof.
Oof. Is exactly. Booze game. I agree with you on the Christmas Day thing. I don't drink heavily on Christmas Day because what's the point? Mm. It's not that you're going to hit town, is it? You know, I also don't stockpile at home because all my Christmas drinking is out. I have the couple of bottles of Baileys in the house, yeah. And that's literally about it. Because otherwise, if I want a bevy, I want to have it out. Feels like a waste to have it in the homestead.
What would you drink when you're out then? Over?
Well, what I always drink. Which is
have a festive game?
3 pints of Cask Ale and moving on to the Pinot Grigios. That's really the size of it. And if I stay out too late, someone talks me into a cocktail, which I later regret, and I don't know what it is. Yeah. Could be anything. Yeah. So there you go. Yeah.
Good.
I haven't answered.
Yeah, I spoke over Anna. I'm sorry, that was my fault.
I just said good. I didn't say it. I wasn't moving on.
You know, no question. I actually did a sort of big shop the other day because I've got a book group at my house in a couple of weeks, and so it was basically an excuse for me to buy ridiculous, stupid Christmas decorations for my house, and also to buy cherry brandy and port, and like proper decanter of port.
Nice.
Generally speaking, as I'm the same, I don't tend to drink that much at home, but how long does Baileys last? Like, does it go off?
That's a good point, that.
Once you open it, you're meant to drink
18
it,
years,
within, like...
I think.
Well, that's it, because like, I bought some Baileys last year, and I'm like, can I still use that?
Did you open it?
Yeah.
Probably not.
Really?
Do you think? I don't know.
I feel like...
It gets a bit crusty, doesn't it, around the edge?
Yeah. 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 Just pick that bit off.
There's no way you can drink that.
I'd say it's...
It's been fridged.
No.
Oh, fuck. Fucking hell.
Doesn't stand a chance.
No.
I'd say you'd be strongly advised.
No, I think you'd stand a straw up in that.
That's fair. I will buy some more. Thank you for your...
It's a good question, though, how long booze lasts. And I'm in the industry, and apart from obvious things like Cask Ale, which don't last long, I'm never sure.
And when you open a bottle of wine, it's not going to last...
No, I know, but I was always like vodka. Can you have like vodka that was made by the Romans? Is that still okay? Do you sort of think it might
be? My dad's got a bottle of Poitrine in the cupboard in a famous grouse bottle, and he's also got a bottle of holy water. So you have to kind of work out which one's which, but you can obviously smell it.
Must
have been there about 40 years.
Do they sell holy water, do they?
No, you don't like, you got it from one of the shrines.
Go to Lord's or something.
I'm not saying that.
But if you put holy water in a bigger expanse of water, it then in turn becomes holy
like
water.
Like Ribena.
Is that right?
Yes, like Ribena.
Like how Ribena turns the whole thing into Ribena. Yeah.
So if you put it in the swimming pool, the whole swimming pool is holy water.
That's good to know, isn't it?
So what do you do with
I haven't consulted the Vatican on this.
Keep it.
What?
Keep it.
You're not drinking that.
You can like flick it at things and stuff like that.
Holy shit!
Or like, you can have a font in your house and do the blessing yourself. And
that's fun.
But my auntie was asked. Her mother asked her to get some holy water from Lewards, and she was coming back on the bus and she realised that. She realised the bottle had leaked and most of it had come out, so she filled it up at a service station and took it back to her mum and said it was holy water from Lewards. Well, she kind of was.
But it was fizzy as well by mistake.
Entirely
way. Can you have carbonated holy water?
Carbonated holy water.
I didn't know that's how you said Lords, but I don't ask Craig because he'll.
No, it's in Liverpool you say Lewards.
Oh, do you know?
Yeah. I look at it and said Lords, but when I came to Liverpool, I looked at my family went Lewards.
As far as not the Lewards.
I'm from Rotherham.
The Lewards, yeah.
There's a big Lewards thing in Liverpool, though. A lot of, like, especially seemingly girls I know, like, used to go when they were young.
Yeah, and
look after old people.
Yeah, loads of lads went to Liverpool and went to cop off. I was honestly going, we went on the bus. I asked John Riley, he was going, everyone went to the trip to Lewards and because you could cop off.
So basically, you'd have to look after an old person all day, but then you'd do some snogging.
It's basically a school away trip.
I never went, but a surprising amount of people never did. Now I know why.
Colomendy Lewards. It was the Scouse tour.
The Grand Tour of Europe. Yeah. My friend went
Betsy
to...
Betsy Coed.
She went to Lewards with her mum, and her and her mum and her sisters, and her sisters didn't go in the water, but her and her mum did, and they both got really ill because of taking the waters in at Lewards.
Lewards has taken a bashing with COVID, hasn't it? Mm. Let's be right.
Well, yeah, you would imagine so.
And that's from the hospitality industry as well.
So. Although you imagine there might be like more.
Yeah, maybe they get COVID sorted out. Maybe they got the vaccine sort of way ahead of us.
Yeah.
Is holy water better than the vaccine?
I wouldn't like to.
I reckon there's people making a case for that. Should we move this on before it gets inappropriate and sacrilegious?
An official Anfield rap statement, that or policy.
And if it was, it'd be better marketed, let's be honest.
We're pro science. Paul Lambert's put on. He says, is Craig Hannon still the Anfield rap second best marketing tool, Craig? I mean, Kev Walsh claimed it was him on a show recently.
I listened to that.
People were like, congrats, Kev. And I didn't know what that was about.
Congrats, Kev. Yeah, basically, Kev claimed that he was the other second best marketing tool.
Did he?
I mean, sounds about right.
No, still second, yeah. Always.
There we are. Answered, Paul. I hope you will. Anfield Poet says, have you slept with any of the awards in bed after winning
them? Jesus, what that question was for a second. Have you slept with... Well, I thought,
Hey. Like Stevie did with the European Cup. I mean,
Kenny
Dalglish
did as well, didn't he, with his pictures of him.
It was Kenny who started
this trend.
You've carried that mantle on through the, what was it, small budget?
Sam Hooper slept with the League Cup in 2003.
I like this one. It's from Patrick Boyle, Robert. He says, what movie do you wish you could watch for the first time again? It's a film. It's good, isn't it?
That's a good question. And because it's in my head, because today I took 2 hours out of life and went to Fact Cinema in Liverpool City Centre to watch the JFK Revisited, which was a 2-hour documentary Oliver Stone has done.
It was fucking... Is he still on?
It's on. Do you know what freaked me out? Is I had in my diary that it was released on the 26th, which is today or yesterday? Today, right? And I thought, oh, great, I'll pick an evening, 1 week, next week, and go. And it was only on 12:30 today and tomorrow. So if this goes out in time, you can see it at 12. Only two Poxy matinee showing. So me and my Danny went to see it, and it was great.
I've been watching some JFK documentaries on Amazon Prime.
Me too. Well, I'm a long-term fan, right? And I love the original. The original movie got me into the whole JFK thing. And that's a film I'd like to see again because it did blow my mind at the time. There's a lot of answers to this question, even in my own head, but that I'd love to see again. And today reminded me of it. As documentaries go, I think Oliver Stone's a bit of a crank now, don't get me wrong, but he's a fantastic filmmaker and documentary maker, and it was superb today. He convinced me of everything all over again.
So what are you convinced of?
It was a conspiracy that went right to the top, John. We've always known it. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, John.
I find the best conspiracies are the ones that go to the top.
This is why it's the best. This is why it's the defining conspiracy, because there's only one way it could go, to the top. It wasn't just going to be... do you know what? On this subject, I've recently watched a Netflix series called An Unlikely Murderer. Has anyone seen it? It's a Swedish one.
No, but it sounds like something I'd like.
It's fucking... You would. It's about the 1980s murder of Swedish premier Olof Palme. Right, now, I watched a movie about this in the 90s called something like The Contract, which posited that there was... So Olof Palme was the Swedish prime minister in the 80s, and he was shot standing next to his wife coming out from a cinema in cold blood and died. And there's been, if you're in Sweden, there's been conspiracy theories about this for years. And there's a film about it called The Contract, which came out in the 90s, which posited that the CIA may have been involved. Surprise, surprise. But this one, this new Swedish, without being... Actually, it's a spoiler alert that spoils itself from minute one, so I'm not spoiling anything. But on the Netflix series, a Swedish original, they posit that this one weirdo just went up to Olof Palme just because he was sick of his own life and just shot him. And he's never been caught and still never done, never. But the Swedish police and authorities in more recent times believe he did it. And it's genuinely a conspiracy that goes right to the bottom because it was just some fella. It's literally the most opposite of JFK you can get.
That does sound like quite a disappointing sort of
thing. It's very disappointing. Yeah. So, but watch it, it's good. for disappointing.
Into it.
Sorry.
Craig?
Parent Trap's good. Why are you laughing?
Well, you'd like to see that again. You'd like to put yourself in the moment. When I saw Parent Trap,
I loved that.
The question.
I loved that when I was a kid. I just like watched it over and over. I loved Parent Trap. I mean, Shawshank Redemption's the one that like everyone. It's like the top. It's IMDb's top movie, isn't it?
So I'm just remembering Parent Trap.
It's good. It's always hard to think of. It's hard to like think of. Like amazing movies, isn't it? That we are blown away by them.
Usual Suspects, when you watch that for the first time.
Yeah. I've never seen it.
Great movie.
Watch it this weekend.
It's quite old, isn't it?
90s.
It's not like black and white old.
No.
It's brilliant.
You won't think it's old,
it's a masterpiece.
It.
It's fantastic.
I agree. Top five.
Okay, I'll watch it this weekend, actually. I'll watch it Saturday night.
Should. Barbara? Have you seen Usual Suspects?
No, I've also not seen Shawshank, so I'm quite excited.
What, with Parent Trap?
It's a good film, that. There's a 70s version.
Isn't it Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan.
That's the version.
I was thinking of Freaky Friday, but it's not that, is it?
Yeah.
I'm quite a big second. I watch most things twice. Like I like that feeling when you watch it and you notice things. That's bloody good fun, that. But I think for that first time again, you want them moments of like the proper pullback reveal, like drill on the floor. And I think you've got, for me, Boy in the Striped Pyjamas, how it ends is just like, floors you. Good. And to not know that's coming again would be, it's not a nice film, but another one, when I remember the first, you know, when you're a kid, you start watching films that you think are like clever. I remember watching The Butterfly Effect with my brother and thinking we were like basically on the sort of like film festival, like promenade. Do you know what I mean?
Like, is that when you watch Danny Darko?
Yeah, it is. Do you know what I mean? I remember thinking like, no, Ed, we've made this now. We're going to start wearing hats. let's be interesting people that's a good little film, but yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big film boy, truth be told. Most films you may
have
seen.
What's the twist in The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas?
No, come on. Whoa. I mean, they've had 20 years.
Yeah, they've had time, but I'm not going to ruin it.
I've seen that and I can't remember the ending.
The ending floors you. Watch it again, because
it's a Holocaust movie, so there's going to be a flooring.
But you're watching it again for the first time because you can't remember it, so you're doing what I want to do.
My life.
I think you'll remember it when you start watching them.
Yeah,
maybe I will.
I've not seen it.
Probably Cinema Paradiso, actually. That's one of them where you sort of like, you are all the way through it, you're absolutely marvelling at everything in it. It's so beautiful.
So nice.
Not the director's cut. The director's cut is terrible. It's longer and it's so much worse. But the original Cinema Paradiso is absolutely beautiful, and you get so emotionally involved in it. So I would say that. Or what's the other one? I had another one in my head then as well. Cinema Paradiso or Chico and Rita, which is a cartoon about Cuba and the revolution, and that's really beautiful as well.
I'd like to be a person who said they'd seen Cinema Paradiso and be able to talk authoritatively, but I haven't. Tell me what the premise is. I don't know.
There's a little boy who is in like a village in Italy, and he loves the local cinema. It's one of those, and he goes in and he gets to be friends with the projectionist, and the projectionist essentially teaches him how to be a projectionist, and through doing that he learns about the cinema.
It's really nice. But I think I might have seen this now.
Yeah, it's one of them as well.
A long time ago.
You kind of go, oh, isn't the cinematography good? Without sounding like a knobhead, because it genuinely is.
It's beautifully shot.
It's absolutely beautiful looking, and it's just so evocative and lovely.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Oh, do you know what's good? The Prestige. Do you know what? You want a movie with a twist, don't you? If it's going to be something that you watch again, you want the moment of like, oh my God, Prestige is good with the two magicians. Really, really good.
I've seen it. Maybe I'll watch it.
I've seen it.
Have a go.
It's on Netflix.
I'm not sure.
excuse me, Craig, Netflix. Is it on your channel? Ben Patrick, what's the best Chinese in town?
What a question.
I'm going for a Chinese tonight, actually.
You're going to go to the one by mine.
Chung Yi.
Yeah,
it's got to be a restaurant.
What one by yours? What, Johnny?
It's a takeaway.
Can we extend it to what you lot call a chippy that's not a chippy?
No, let's stick with the restaurant.
Sorry, Craig, you're not...
I have nothing to do with this decision.
Takeaways, that question gets kind of niche, like someone goes, oh, they do an amazing...
Yeah, it's always the one by me.
Something, yeah.
Best restaurant, then.
I'm opinion...
That was the question.
I would say unequivocally, without thinking about it, it's Terry's, which is the U at Ben. In the city centre, because the most care and love is put into the cooking there, I would say, and I don't want to be disrespectful to anyone else, but I think Terry has done that, and he's done it for many, many decades now. But outside of Terry's, which is not generic Chinese restaurant in Liverpool, I would say, I like, what do I like? The King Do in Walton.
Not being...
Have you not been? No. It's a family run and been so for a very long time, and they're always of a really decent standard. But also, this is one I haven't been since post lockdown. But the Four Seasons on Renshaw Street, which is a newish addition, they're sort of quite overt about the secret menu. The one for non-Westerners, for Chinese people, which is where the best Chinese food is, unsurprisingly. Like, you can have steamboat or hot pot, as it's known. And I think the Four Seasons is really, really good. I'd like to go back.
I went to the Four Seasons after... we went to see the Terracotta Warriors. Went to the Four Seasons after. Nice. Felt a very Chinese.
That's about you in Beijing.
I know, it did feel like that, yeah.
Do you enjoy it?
Both.
Good.
Equally.
Yeah, Anna's looking
at me. What a palate cleanser the terracotta army are, by the way.
Really warm you up for some ways.
I feel like it's something I need to do more of, because I've been to a lot of the noodle bars and places like that around Berry Street, but actually not very many of the Chinese restaurants. And I do like a Chinese restaurant.
Big Bowl's good.
I love Big Bowl.
Big Bowl's... Was that unequivocally a Chinese restaurant? Has it got more going on?
Like, most of the places that I like to go to that serve like noodles and stuff, they're not necessarily... And I think I need to go to more of the Chinese restaurants.
Yeah, there's a new sort of... Pan-Asian has become a thing. I mean, like the Yum Cha, Maggie Fu gang are doing good work.
Yeah.
Oh, Yum Cha's great.
Maggie Fu's good.
But they're overlapping into other genres.
Yeah.
So for this question,
that's the thing, because I don't go to enough Chinese restaurants, I think, so I'm interested in your suggestions.
There needs to be like a reality series on... to just go and film Chinatown at like post 12 o'clock at night.
Is it still as bad as it used to be in here?
Honestly. It's like a zoo, Rob.
So I was trying to be you in a pub.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it always was in my youth. But I mean,
it's after the night's out. Everyone's like just walked around the corner from Bold Street or Seal Street or whatever. Yeah.
Proper old Chinatown. When I was staying out beyond midnight a few decades ago, they used to sort of breach licensing laws by putting vodka in teapots and things like that. Amazing. So everyone was going there like 3 a.m. and getting their late night drinks. It was Brilliant. I don't know if that culture exists. I doubt it. Doesn't need to.
Bao and Bapon, and I guess it's Rodney Street. That's really good. I liked that. I went, it's like one mid. I was just in town.
Sambuclehurst looks at.
It's what?
Rodney Street.
What's it called? Baobab. Is it Rodney Street?
Oh, it's the old Portuguese one.
He's underneath. Yeah, it is the old Portuguese one. Yeah,
Cafe Porto still exists, but
does it?
It's just
So Baobab's on the ground floor, and
I was just kicking about, and went in. It was wicked, really good, really tasty.
It's not like a cafe. It's like a proper meal, sit down, bottle of wine.
Yeah, it is. It's like I had a beer and that. It's not a cafe, but I wouldn't say it's like. It's not like there's one on Berry Street that I've been to that's a bit more like the big round tables and that. But I'd say it's it's really good though. It's worth a visit.
I'm sort of concerned the blurring of the lines. Chinese restaurant to me is it's a set piece. You go there, you're sitting down, you're having the courses, you're having the requisite booze. It's a 2.5 hour deal. But now there's a lot of sort of, you know, we could be in a market in Beijing or whatever kind of vibe, which
I know what you mean. In Chinatowns, there's some. I've always had good meals in Chinatown too. In those more sort of like traditional sit down gigs. But yeah, I think Chinese food in this city is pretty fucking consistent.
I want to shout out to my favourite East Asian restaurant in Liverpool at the moment. It's called Hibiki on Renshaw Street. It's a Japanese and it's fucking off the charts. It's very low key. The quality of the food they're producing is ridiculous. Fantastic. Standard presentation. It's like
never even heard of it.
It's only quite new, six months.
What's the one that's just open in the Baltic where the little wine bar was, and that little square by
Chinese place. I know.
Yeah, he's your man from Great British Menu, but I can't remember his name. But that's meant to be really good.
The posh Chinese.
That's the one.
Did you like it?
It's been really good. My mate's been. I haven't been.
Luban's excellent.
I didn't have a good experience, but apparently it's got better and better. So people said it's good. It's fine dining.
You're dropping £200, but it's really.
Is it really good?
Yeah, yeah. It's a nice. It's a nice experience.
Yeah.
That little tapas bar was lovely.
Me and Kev will go for business.
Jeff. Well, before you run off, have you got a country that you really want to go to that you haven't?
Japan. on that segue,
that was my answer as well.
I just don't like long flights, so I need sort of like when they bring in that Star Trek thing, where you can just
straight
to Japan. I need that. If there's one invention, science advance before I die, it's that thing in Star Trek where you go where you like. You know, you discombobulate. Do you remember? Do they still do that in the modern
Star Trek? Only set like a few thousand years in the future. I think it's achievable.
It's achievable. Yeah, you demolecularize, I think, and then
Willy Wonka did it in like the 50s.
Did that happen in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah, he did it in like the 50s.
TV, like he goes into the TV, doesn't he?
He's little, though.
That's just not realistic.
But he's little. I don't think Robert enjoyed Japan if he was little.
Yeah, he does become very little, doesn't he?
And you can have the rest of this wine. I'm off. Bye, guys.
Joe, you going to a restaurant, Rob?
Going to a lovely restaurant called Papillon on Hope Street.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Good for breakfast.
Oh, lovely. It's good for everything, John.
Yeah.
Papillon.
Craig, any countries you want to go to?
I feel like I always use like Asian countries. I've been to Japan, but only very briefly, so I'd love to go back. But Korea, I'd love to go to Seoul. I'm just like fascinated by it as a culture and how different it is to over here.
Yeah, I think they're all good shouts. I think South America just looks wicked. My friend was out there a little bit doing like quite agricultural tours of like driving the minibus, fixing the minibus, and like mad bits about their culture. Like he said that he'd finish work, be fixing like the bus up or whatever, and then his mate would then go and play footy like 1 a.m. till 3 a.m, and that was their like 5-a-side slot. Do you know what I mean? So he wouldn't see him until like 1 p.m. He'd then do his normal working day till about 10, go have a couple of beers, and then go and play footy with his mates for like, and then go to bed. And it's just like, I think that again, you want to go somewhere that's like completely different to what we're up to, I think, in a day. And I think Argentina, Brazil feels pretty cool.
Argentina, good answer, Anna.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to go to Argentina as well. I think probably like Denmark or Iceland, so sort of some of the Scandinavian countries.
Copenhagen is wicked, and you can fly from Liverpool for like
I've been to
pounds.
Stockholm. I went to Stockholm with work, but I've never been to any
with Kev
of the
Walsh?
No,
Jeff. I keep saying his name.
Just because we've got the same surname doesn't
mean
we're
doing the
same things. I'd like to go to Denmark. I'd like to go to Iceland. I'd like to go to Marseille, which I've been to France, but I'd like to go to. I've always wanted to go to Marseille, and when it was during lockdown, I went on a little video tour and took myself on a little walk around Marseille, like a sad person. But I'd like to go there.
Yeah. Good answers. Okay. What should we go for? Bedman says, "Can I borrow your suit, Chad? Was a nice suit, wasn't it, Craig?"
Was a nice suit.
Debuted at your wedding.
Ash, what was it? Ash described it as a.
He said a lot like a used car salesman.
Yeah, it was funny. That was funny from him, to be fair.
Like a what?
Used car salesman.
So. You?
Yeah.
No, I thought.
No, it looked dashing. It looked really good.
No, yeah, because what you don't want is to look like a League One footballer going to like a court case.
That's a really big secret.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's what you're avoiding. That's like on a GBH charge. But you're not. You didn't
Can I
do that.
Avoid that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You one cocktail too many too, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I'd say you were shinier than that.
After that, though, which I thought was a bit cowardly.
Yeah, but he does that. He does. He tells a joke or like slags on it, and so the end comes up. Ash is like, is leaving the room. Do you know what I mean?
It's very modern.
Josh Jackson's been on, Craig. Oh. He says, what's the funniest thing that's happened to you in a taxi?
Oh, I know why he's asked this. Last night. This is. I don't know if this is going to be funny to anyone else, right? But it was funny at the time. We were in the taxi and someone walked over and knocked the window to the taxi man. The taxi man let the window down. And it was just this Scottish fella. And he just looked at us all and just went, I'm off my fucking bunce. And then walked away. And we just enjoyed the fact that he'd like taken the time to come over, knock, let us know, and then fucked off again. It was really, really funny. So yeah, that.
So, yeah. Any taxi stories? I mean, Josh, I think maybe was great to say that.
I was in a taxi. I'd been to Sound City, and there was me and a couple of my friends. And we pulled into the Titanic because it was when it was down at the dock opposite there. Yeah. And this fella stuck his head in the window and said, oh, we'll give you 20 quid like if you let us have your taxi instead. And I was like, it's DD your man. And I'll be picture taken with him. And then we drove.
Was it your man?
DD your man, yeah.
He's
good.
Oh,
yeah. So,
I was in Bangkok once when I was little with my family, and we got the same taxi driver twice. And like Bangkok's a big fucking big city. Yeah. And I remember like my dad being like, oh, it's my mate. And he was like, get in. And then we all just started in. That was fun. And the other thing, I remember being away, same holiday. My dad worked away quite a lot and we used to go out to see him rather than like him take holiday. And we were in China, like having boys is obviously preferable, especially was in like the 90s. And I had like longish hair and like a cap on. And the tax driver was like to my mum, like, oh, have you a boy and a girl? And she was like, no, two boys. He was like, oh, good mama. And that's like really stuck. So I was like, write that in a little, you know, Christmas card or whatever.
Good mama.
Yeah.
I actually have one in Ibiza. There's those illegal taxis that you jump in because you can't get any other taxis from like the nightclubs all over the island. And we were in one, and it was like 3 a.m. We were all drunk, and we played this game. And it's gonna, I mean, I've started this story, and I know it's ridiculous. It's gonna sound. We had this game when we were drunk called 2, 2, or 2, and basically one of us would say 2, and the others would have to guess which 2 it was: T-O, T-double-O, or T-W-O.
Like mince or mince.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And we were playing this game, and this like Spanish fella who'd like driven us, we were in this taxi for like half an hour, and we were about to get out, and we did it for the final time, and he just turned around to us, he hadn't spoken, he just went, 2, T-double-O, and we were like, yeah! Absolutely went off. Yeah. It's a good game.
Was he right?
He was right, yeah, he was right. He got it right.
Even if he wasn't, you would have pretended he was for the
No, honestly, he was right. He was right.
Don't ever go at 2-2 or 2. That's an,
you can't fake that enthusiasm when someone gets it right in 2-2 or 2. Like,
in my old English teacher days, I would have loved to have had that game. That sounds loads of fun.
Yeah. Good quality. There was a tweet the other day that I liked because basically it's a nightmare to get a taxi at the moment in Liverpool.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
It's hard to get, and as a result, it's gotten very, very expensive. And I saw a girl tweeted the other day with, can everyone's dads get back on the taxis, please? Cause this is ridiculous. Which I just really liked, because it was like, your mate's dad was a taxi driver, yeah. Can everyone's dad get back on the taxis, because this is fucking ridiculous.
little trip though, walk out to the Philharmonic is well easier, and get an Absie's on the way. I've always found that.
No, it's still difficult up there.
But I've always managed, if I get up Harbin Street past Metrocola, get a little Nazis and get up to that little down to Hope Street, it's easier.
That's everyone's, and then you're like overlapping people who are doing the problem. Same thing. You end up like route. Right up at the top of the street.
It's good going past someone though, anyway. Yeah.
You end up on like Prince's Avenue going like, yeah, I got it, and I'm halfway home.
We'll finish with my wife, and she wants to know what subject would you like in the Pointless final.
So hello, Laura.
So when you're watching Pointless, what do you want to come up? Are you aware of the TV show Pointless?
Absolutely, yeah. I won the Pointless board game at Christmas 3 years ago.
You were looking at me like you were, I don't know where to.
No, I'm aware of it. I've watched it. Wasn't Amelia on it?
Yes. Amelia was on it. Yeah.
Was she?
Yeah.
First
won, but didn't win, if that makes sense.
She got to the final, but she didn't get a pointless answer.
She got a pointless trophy. Well, I don't know if she's actually.
Well, she didn't win like I did on the Christmas 2018. I was going to say space, but then space is infinite, and so there's bloody an infinite hell. Amount of questions that they could potentially
you've got,
ask.
You've always got to narrow it down, Craig. Yeah, it's always got to be as narrow as possible.
Something that's like, you know. So I don't really have one right at the moment.
Yeah, good shout. So,
yeah, that was one that I did really well on the Mastermind version of Father Ted. I got like all 18 right. I wasn't on Mastermind. I watched it on telly.
I know. I was still.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be 80s music, I think. Towards the his circus.
Submit Father Teddy, submit niece, submit Chelsea, I could do. But submit that you're like, what you don't want is it. You know those things where someone idly mentions something and you're like a Mark Chapman about it. And you really know it and you sort of want to, like, how much am I going to go in on how well I know this, like, thing.
One of them was Blur Top 40 singles for me and I got
amazing. Yeah, it's tricky. I don't know. Like I said, it's like Craig said.
She's so high.
I don't think I said that. I think one of them was Harmless Man and Stereotypes. It was kind of like the Great Escape era because no one really knows those ones, or Think Tank era.
I have nothing to say to
it. Oh, yeah, I might be like music between the years 2007, 2009.
Yeah, like Indie like Landfill, yeah. I could do.
Yeah, exactly.
I just knew, like, absolutely.
94 to 97 Indie,
it.
I think, be mine.
Yeah. Okay. We're off to an indie quiz. Hope you've enjoyed that. It's been FQ for another week. Have a lovely weekend. Up to the next.